This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett, comedian Mike Kaplan. You saw him this week on America's Got Talent. He joins me in just a moment. First, more people are taking tiny hits of LSD like cups of morning coffee. Some users of LSD are taking tiny amounts of the hallucinogenic drug in acid-laced water for small benefits like increased focus, creativity, or friendliness. One user explains it's like the coffee to wake up the mind-body connection. When I notice it is working, depending on the dosage, time seems to be slowing down a bit. Everything seems covered by a layer of extra significance. An expert says microdosing gives him a chance to get a taste of this without the experience completely overwhelming me. But any possible long-term risks are unknown because LSD remains an illegal drug that's rarely tested. According to one psychologist, LSD does mimic antidepressants like Prozac by freeing up the brain's feel-good chemical, serotonin, and possibly causing serious medical problems or death by overdose. Comedian Mike Kaplan had a good week. He killed it on Tuesday night on America's Got Talent.
Neil Patrick Harris is the guest judge this week, so super excited to aim to entertain him and Howard Stern, Howie Mandel, you know, comedy legends, and Heidi Klum and Mel B. It's a real thrill to get to be a part of it. It's been great so far, and looking forward to seeing what's happening.
What kind of jokes do you tell on national TV? Do you have to clean up your act, or you're pretty clean anyway, aren't you?
I can clean multitudes, you know, so I just go through those multitudes, and I select the things that I want to say that I can say, and in live shows, you can say whatever you want because you're a human being and you're in charge of your own actions. But on TV, you're playing by somebody else's rules. So, like, I like games, I like rules. So it's a fun constraint to work with to be like, what's the funniest that I can be in a way that they'll let me say.
Now, you've been on these types of shows before, correct?
Yeah, I was on Last Comic Standing about 5 years ago, and that was a real fun, worthwhile, valuable experience. So. And I've been on, you know, a few late night shows where you also have to tell, you have a time limit, and that's a constraint that you need to work within as well. So, you know, it's certainly, this is a scope, I think, bigger than, I think there's more people watch this show than anything that I've ever done. So it's a pretty thrilling opportunity. But yeah, other than that, I mean, I just go out on the stage and I say the things into the microphone and everyone else laughs or else.
Your debut CD was called Vegan Mind Melt. That's a great title.
Oh, I really appreciate that. Just for everyone who's not a vegan, you can also enjoy the comedy. Just know animals were harmed in the making of the album. But, yeah, I appreciate it. That's an album that came out, I think, it was one of the top 10 iTunes sellers of the year. So thanks to everyone who bought it.
So now, do you make plans based on the fact that you think you're going to continue on America's Got Talent, or do you start booking dates around the country and, you know, assume that they're going to get rid of you? I mean, how do you work with that?
That's a great question. I have put down a down payment of $1 million on a billion-dollar mansion, so got my fingers crossed. You know, you sort of ready yourself for any possibility. Like, if before I even appeared on the show the first time, I have some gigs booked, you know, into the fall. So if it turns out that I get to be on the show till the end and I have to cancel some and reschedule them, I think, that'll be sort of a champagne problem. To be like, I have too many opportunities. So, you know, I continue to live my life. I book things. I move forward. And, you know, I'm optimistic, knowing that any moment could be my last, you know, in life or on the show.
And, of course, you're Mike Kaplan, M-Y-Q. How did you come up with that for Mike? I mean, I'm Mike, but I never thought of spelling my name M-Y-Q.
Well, that's what separates you and me, Mike. No, but we're more similar than different, I'm sure. But to answer your question, when I was a teenager, it was right around when Prince changed his name to a symbol. And I was like, that guy's weird. I'll do a weird thing. And I was, like, at this creative, artsy summer camp. And I was like, hey, guys, I'm going to spell my name. Like, it's not as weird as Prince. He's not even using the alphabet anymore. But then he changed his back, and there was a whole legal reason for it. And I was like, oh, I guess I'm alone now. But it does help to Google me.
Hey, listen, we wish you all the best from one mic to another. Mike, all the best on America's Got Talent, and hopefully we'll be canceling dates in the fall.
Luck appreciated. Good luck to you. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate your time.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You too.
And with comedian Mike Kaplan of America's Got Talent, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend. America Weekend.
weekend. Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
95 people out of 100 admit to procrastinating. What drives it?
Lack of confidence, according to Dr. Pierre Steele, author of The Procrastination Equation.
So how can you feel more confident about the task at hand?
First, ask for help. Many people feel this is a sign of weakness. It actually shows strength, sending a signal that you're secure with your abilities.
Second, carve it up. Big projects never get done. Small projects will. So slice the big project into smaller ones which you know you can handle.
Third, go. Delay triggers that little voice in your head. Acting shuts it up.
So get started immediately. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
Everybody loves heroes and everybody loves dogs. Put them together and you get the slightly cheesy but fetching Max the Meat.
6-second reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.
Welcome to American Biker Minute.
My name is Jackie Van Ham for Victory Motorcycle.
How do we get a demo ride on one of your bikes?
Information at VictoryMotorcycles.com about where our demo trucks are headed this entire summer.
Today on American Biker Minute.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
Rude, crude, socially unacceptable, and stupidly funny. That Ted is one jacked up teddy bear. But man,
6-second reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. The always perky Jackie.
To take a demo ride, you have to show up with an M endorsement on your license, have appropriate safety gear put on, long pants, shoes, have a jacket and some gloves on. If you bring a helmet, that's great. If you don't, we've got loaners. That's cool, too. The ride is absolutely free. Every single one of our bikes is going to be available for you to take out on the open road, and you can go as many times as you would like. The ride lasts about 20 minutes. You can get a little wind in your face and find out what these beautiful Victory bikes are all about.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.